This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 13th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with stories from the JLN team about FIA Expo V panels and interviews. The first one is from Suzanne Cosgrove. FIA Expo, SIBO's Ed Tilley talks retail investors' European derivatives plans. Although it was a period of heightened volatility, 2020 was a big year for retail investors who jumped in as many institutional investors moved to the sidelines. Finally, over the last week and a half, those institutions are coming back in, said Ed Tilley, chairman, president, and CEO of CBOE Global Markets. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The second story is from Sarah Rudolph, editor-in-chief of John Lothian News. It's the story of a panel that I moderated yesterday, FIA Expo, How Small Can You Go? Mini and micro futures contracts at various exchanges have been gaining a lot of traction lately, presumably because of the Robinhood effect of retail traders coming into the markets. Our own John Lothian led a panel at FIA Expo V Thursday titled, How Small Can You Go? An ironic title for a John Lothian-led panel, since anyone who has met John knows he cannot go small at all. I am rather tall. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The next story is from Matt Rabel. FIA Expo, DeFi Demystified. The world of blockchain and digital assets is one of tech enthusiasts. Consequently, understanding it requires significant technical knowledge, so it can be difficult to understand how a digital asset protocol works, let alone a broader technological movement like DeFi, decentralized finance. On day three of the FIA's 2020 Expo, Bloomberg reporter Matt Leising led a discussion about DeFi, what it is, how it works, who's using it, and how it might or might not be regulated. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The next story is also from Matt Rabel, FIA Expo Operations and Technology, Lessons Learned from the Pandemic. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the financial industry has largely shifted to working from home this year. On day two of FIA Expo V, executives from major institutions throughout the financial industry shared what they had learned from shifting to remote and work-from-home business models, as well as coping with wild volatility, unprecedented trade, volumes, and regulatory obstacles. Scott Anderson, the director and head of listed derivatives clearing at SocGen, led the discussion. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The next story is from Tom Thompson of JLN. FIA Expo, FIA's Lurton, spoofing is something you should pay attention to. Oys, oys. Allison Lurton, chief legal officer and general counsel for the FIA, was joined by two lawyers from the law firm of Fager Drinker, James Lundy, and Nicholas Wendland on Thursday morning at FIA Expo for the inevitable panel on spoofing. This one came with a refreshing twist, a focus on practical advice. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The next story is from Suzanne Cosgrove again. FIA Expo, lots of ideas but little agreement as LIBOR faces deadline. As the deadline for the end of the London Interbank Offered Rate, LIBOR, looms at the end of 2021, a host of legacy issues and alternative rate choices remain on the table. Members of an FIA Expo panel on short-term interest rates agreed. To read the story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are today's comments from the hits and takes section of JLN. I would like to give a big thank you to the JLN team for all the hard work they did this week covering FIA Expo V's panels and interview. JLN for several years has had the highest number of reporters covering the Expo, and this year was no different. Thank you especially to JLN Editor-in-Chief Sarah Rudolph, who organized the coverage assignments and edited all the JLN original content. Thank you to Suzanne Cosgrove, Matt Rabel, Tom Thompson, and Jeff Bergstrom for their hard work this week without the normal Expo cocktail parties to unwind. Congratulations to the FIA team on a great week of program. Thank you to Emma Davey, Charlie Jones, and Steve Adamski in particular for their great work. To move an event like Expo from a huge in-person conference to an impactful virtual event is not an easy task. You pulled it off very well. There is one thing I do miss about the in-person expo, though, and that is seeing Walt Lukin scutter around the expo hall to say hello to many of the booths. Nothing like those photo ops. Risk Fuel was named yesterday by FIA as Innovator of the Year. Options AI was named the runner-up, and WeMatch won the inaugural People's Choice Award. What is amusing about the press release announcing the winners is that it had a dateline of Chicago, as if we were holding Expo V there rather than virtually in cyberspace. I guess Chicago is better than using a dateline of Walt's laundry room. Thank you to the panelists in my discussion yesterday about small contracts and retail trading. I particularly want to thank J.J. Kinahan, who subbed for me to start the session, as my internet crashed just as we were about to start. I ran the whole Zoom panel off the hotspot connection on my iPhone. Thank you also to panelists Lynette Lynn, Tom Sosnoff, and Kevin Darby for their participation. Former Lab CFTC Director Jeff Banman was once on Jeopardy with Alex Trebek. Trebek recently passed away, so Banman was showing on social media the autographed picture of his Jeopardy experience. Kevin Webb is starting a new chapter of his career at the CFTC. He has left Commissioner Brian Quinten's staff, where he was chief of staff, and is now working in the Office of International Affairs. Commissioner Quinten's had previously announced he was stepping down as commissioner as of October 31st, 2020. Legal ace Renato Mariotti, a former federal prosecutor, has a commentary piece in Political titled, "The Right Way to Investigate Trump Once He Leaves Office." Let me give you two words, special prosecutor, and I happen to know a guy. Thank you to Jessica Darmani of ErisX for her donation, which nudged our JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign over the $15,000 level, and to Dare Leschnitz of DTN for shooting us higher with her donation. Darmani is a former protege here at John Lothian News who is a co-founder of Wild. Dare is a former NYSE Life, then Euronext executive who is now with DTN. We at JLN continue to be humbled by the broad support we are receiving for our GoFundMe campaign to help preserve industry history. I have placed another order for Skyr from Gamble Gardens Creamery. Skyr has ruined Greek yogurt for me forever. I was honored last night at a virtual meeting for the Chippewa District of Boy Scouts of America in the Three Fires Council, along with three other unit leaders, for starting Girl Troop 117. The award bestowed upon me was the William D. Boyce New Unit Organizer Award. I now have been awarded this by two different Boy Scout councils. I was previously given the award for starting an all-girl exploring club in the Pathway to Adventure Council. By the way, happy Friday the 13th. Good luck with that. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Murphy and McGonigal named Securities Regulation Law Firm of the Year by U.S. News, Best Lawyers. Financial Services Legal Powerhouse is the first boutique to earn prestigious recognition. Financial Services Law Firm Murphy and McGonigal announces today it has been named Law Firm of the Year for Securities Regulation in 2021 in the 2021 edition of U.S. News, Best Lawyers, Best Law Firms. The prestigious recognition is bestowed on only one firm in the United States annually. Our friends at M&M are happy today. Risk Fuel named FIA Innovator of the Year. Options AI is runner-up, and WeMatch wins People's Choice Award. FIA announced today that RiskFuel has been named the FIA Innovator of the Year. In addition, Options AI was named the runner-up, and WeMatch won the inaugural People's Choice Award. I like the name RiskFuel, but really, my risk does not need any extra help. Ivy League nixes sports season as virus rages across U.S. This is a story from Janet Lauren of Bloomberg. The Ivy League Athletic Conference is canceling its winter sports season as COVID-19 pandemic forces schools to rethink in-person activities while infections are rising across the U.S. My comment was, there goes the fencing season. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Some grocers bring back purchase limits as COVID-19 cases rise. Retailers say there's a higher demand for some staples, but shoppers aren't stockpiling as much as they did in the spring. Grocery stores are reinstating purchasing limits on items like paper towels or soap for the first time since the spring, as consumers stock up on staples amid rising COVID-19 cases. With people staying at home more, retailers say there is renewed demand for paper products and frozen foods. Stores are also reporting new shortages in staple cooking ingredients like butter and spices. I'm stocked up on pancake mix. It was mostly a lack of communication, not strategic. Here's a story from the Washington Post. This is a massive failure of character among Republicans, with evangelicals out front. By Michael Gerson. One of the better speeches I helped produce for George W. Bush was never given. On election night 2000, standing outside in the rain at an Austin victory rally that never happened, I had the copy of a concession speech in my pocket. As I remember it, the first lines were, "I have just talked to my opponent, who is no longer my opponent. He is the president-elect of the United States." This is an important read for those who have the ability of self-reflection. If not, don't bother. Here's a story from Reuters and John Miller. Swiss to ban deducting bribes from taxes starting in 2022. Swiss companies will no longer be able to deduct bribes paid to private individuals from their taxes, Switzerland's government said on Wednesday, according to an update of tax laws due to take effect January 1, 2022. Beyond bribes, costs from financing criminal activities or money paid in return for a crime to be committed will also no longer be tax deductible once the legislation takes effect next year, the government said. This is nice of the government not to underwrite bribes anymore. The Crypto Markets Wiki coin of the week is Ethereum. Ethereum's digital DeFi ecosystem shut down temporarily as an unplanned fork split the Ethereum blockchain's transaction history. The issue was caused by a bug in a recent upgrade to Ethereum's code related to Go Ethereum, also commonly referred to as Geth. Ironically, the Geth update was done to prevent this exact kind of bug. Here are the top three most read story from Thursday's JLN. Our most read story on Thursday was the Global Investor Group story, Goldman Sachs in talks to buy trading technologies. Second was the worrisome story from Bloomberg, how a COVID-19 vaccine could end up helping the virus spread. Third from Yahoo Finance was NASDAQ, other exchanges to meet Texas governor next week to explore relocation out of New Jersey. That story was written by Benzinga. Here are your Markets Wiki stats of the day. Markets Wiki now has 192,579,188 pages viewed with 24,519 pages and 226,733 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.